Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat for Monday, February 13th, 2012. I'm Lisa, and joining us today are Chris, Lauren, Steve, Bob, and we also have Jennifer joining us once again. Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me.
We have a couple of under-the-weather mouse chatters, so hopefully that won't affect the quality of the show, maybe just the sound quality. So what we're going to be talking about today is all things military, and we'll talk about resorts, tickets, discounts, hopefully everything we can think of that has to do with the military and Disney. Chris, you're going to help me take the reins on this, and let's get going.
Okay, so I think there are a lot of misconceptions, and I think the first one has to do with tickets. Can you explain how the special deal that service people get on tickets?
Yeah, so for the past few years, Disney has had this amazing ticket offer for military, for active duty or spouses or retired that still have their military ID. And it's currently a four-day park hopper with four-day park hopper that lasts until the end of the deal. So right now that's the end of September 2012. And it's $135 for a four-day. And you can buy up to six at a time, but then you can buy more. So I'd heard that they put a limit of 12 on it, but like total, but I've used, I don't know, probably 10 or 12 in the past 2 years since they've had this deal going on. And it's been pretty amazing. I've bought mine on my post, at my base, so I don't have to pay taxes. And sometimes they'll have a little better deal than if you buy them at the Disney gate. But you just buy your ticket, and then you have to go and validate it at the guest relations before you can enter the park, and then it's valid up until the end of the discount.
Now, so it's a four-day park hopper, but also doesn't it come with a water park admission as well?
You can do park hopper or water parks for $135, and if you want to do both, it's like $160.
Okay.
But we've never done the water parks. I don't know why. We just haven't done that yet.
So these tickets are available for military personnel. So it's active duty, retired, and permanently disabled, right?
Yeah, I believe so. And I think if it's like a spouse and you have the ID, you can buy them as well.
Now, how does this affect reservists? I know at one point, if you had a reserve ID and you had orders from the last, like active duty orders for the last year, you could also go.
You know, honestly, I don't know about that.
The reservist one is confusing to me. If anyone listening knows the answer, I'd really appreciate it, because I haven't booked anything for reservists, so I'm not sure. But I was under the impression that reservists who had been active duty for a certain amount of time in the previous year could get this deal as
well.
That
sounds accurate. That definitely sounds right, but I don't know the official details on that one.
So what do you know about Shades of Green? I know that that's a military. Is it owned by the military?
It is owned and operated by the military. So it's not officially a Disney resort. It used to be a Disney resort. And then in the 90s was taken over by the military to be a special housing option only for military, for active duty and dependents, and even for foreign service and some DOD contractors assigned to the military can do this. And it's based on, your price is based on your rank. So the lower the rank, the less your price. And the prices, they consider themselves a deluxe resort. So it depends on what you're looking for in a deluxe resort. I've personally never stayed there. The times that I have looked, it was booked. And then I found a better deal somewhere else on property. Because for the price that you'd pay, if the middle rate for a standard room is, I'm looking at it right now, it's $123 a night. So for that, it's a decent price. It's right behind the Polynesian, and you can walk to the Polynesian to take the monorail. And I've heard that they have buses, and I've heard you can even, they'll offer like a little shuttle over to the Polynesian to take the monorail. So you have those options. But it's not... To me, if I'm going to stay on property, I want the Disney magic. I want to be surrounded by
Mickey
Mouse.
Me too, yeah.
Now, I was going to ask, what resort would you compare it to as far as size or amenities?
I've heard the rooms are very large. Again, I've never been there because it just never worked out for me. They like to say that they're a deluxe quality. I've been told by some of my coworkers that they would compare it to a nice Holiday Inn. I think the rooms are going to be a lot larger than, say, a Value Resort. But it doesn't have, like, the fun theming and that fun, like, completely immersive feel as, say, the Polynesian or a different resort. When I was looking this up a couple weeks ago, Disney also offers for military different discounts on the resorts. So, like, a deluxe resort you can get for 40 or 45% off. And then moderates, you can get like 40 or 35 and so and so goes, you know, 30 for value. And I looked it up and realized that for the same price, I would be paying a few dollars less. I could stay at Port Orleans, and I would prefer to stay at Port Orleans because to me, that's more of an immersive, completely like in Disney property.
I think the bigger issue too, for me, the transportation would be an issue. And also you have to park there. So you have to pay to park.
Yeah, it's like $5 a day to park, and they don't have any, they don't have shuttles to the airport. So you don't have, and a lot of people don't, you know, maybe not everybody uses a Magical Express, but if you have Magical Express, then you don't need a car, but they don't have shuttle service. They do apparently pay for extra magic hours. So you do have that option if you're staying there.
But you don't have the dining plan.
You don't have the dining plan. They do have restaurants there that I believe are highly discounted, especially as Disney goes. And they even have like a little military shopette right there. So if you need beer and wine or something and you're right there, you can get that for less than you'd be paying on Disney's property.
I tend to agree with the transportation, Chris and Jennifer, because I've seen from time to time those shades of green buses, because they look different than the Disney buses. They're almost, you know, not as tall and just shaped differently, but they don't run nearly, you know, the same way as, you know, Disney buses run. You know, they're not an every 15-minute, 20-minute thing. So it's like once in a blue moon you might catch one.
Yeah, my options have been, you know, A or B, I've always gone the other way because it just seems more fun.
Yeah, and if it's the same price or close to the same price, then it's probably worth it. It used to be the Disney Inn when I was there, and then Shades of Green, when the military bought it, they changed it to Shades of Green, and it used to have like a Seven Dwarfs type of theme. And I was over there a few times, and it's got kind of a small lobby. But I never went into any of the rooms, but it was a golf resort. So it was really targeted to people that wanted to golf, and it was right there on the golf course.
Right. I've heard they have a couple nice pools, and somebody said that there's a Mickey Mouse in the lobby. I'm like, okay. Somebody did tell me that they got a better price to stay at Fort Wilderness Lodge than they did at Shades of Green.
Wow.
So it's just, if you can get that 45% off discount and you're not picky about your view, maybe you can get, I mean, some amazing discounts.
Well, going back to the tickets, if I could here for just a second. I mean, I know you said that they were a 4-day ticket, but what happens if you are staying for more than 4 days, or you want more than a 4-day ticket, like a 6-day or 7-day ticket?
You can buy another one. You just can't activate it at the same time.
Okay, another 4-day ticket.
Right, and you just have to activate it 5 days later or whatever on that fifth day.
Okay.
Because the deal has technically been going on for 2 years because they extended it in October of 2011. Is that right? Yeah, they extended it just last October. And so I've purchased, since this deal started, I've purchased at like 7, 8, 9, 10 tickets. You just have to activate them at a different time, and they don't expire until the end of the deal.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if you had said that they expire or not. So, okay. All right.
It is kind of a problem, and I've had several military families not buy the tickets just for that reason. Because when you start looking at you know, the price of buying 2 8-day tickets, you're pretty much getting, you know, you're pretty close to an 8-day park hopper.
Four-day tickets, yeah,
right. Because you start over with day one,
right?
But so two 4-day tickets would be $260 or $270.
The only thing is you're getting that park hopper on top of it. So you're basically getting the park hopper for free.
When I've looked at it, like when I'm there and I look at the big signs over at Ticket Transportation Center, and it says like a 3-day child park hopper is like $230. And I'm like, I paid less than that for a 4-day park hopper.
Right. The one thing I tell military families to do every time is to make sure they don't buy those tickets, because a lot of them are looking for free dining. And if they buy those tickets, you know, because they want to buy early because they might want to save, and they're booked under the military deal. But if we switch them over to free dining, then they're stuck with those tickets because they're going to have to buy more. They're going to have to buy tickets with their package to get free dining. So that also becomes kind of an issue. I mean, definitely when you do the numbers, I've noticed that free dining will be, for most people, it'll be a better deal than these military discounts, even with the discounted tickets.
And the discounted room on top of that?
Yep.
Wow.
And it really depends on the makeup. If you've got, you know, a two parents and one child, it's probably not a better deal. But when you start looking at families of like four and five people, free dining is usually a better deal.
That makes sense. I'm still at the two with two adults and toddlers. So,
right.
Yeah. When you do the math, right.
Yeah. And then as far as the tickets, I mean, yeah, the no expiration feature is nice until, as long as the promotion is still going on. I mean, if you know you're coming back in, you know, a couple of months or 6 months, you know, you kind of gamble and say, well, the promotion's probably not going to end. But, you know, if you only need like a 6-day ticket or a 5-day ticket to be forced into buying 2 4-day tickets and then hope that the unused days, you know, don't end up expiring, you know, that the promotion's not canceled.
Right. They do. You can buy a regular ticket at your post or even at the Shades of Green. Mm-hmm. We have ticket offices on most posts. And, I got them for a friend. They didn't need me there to activate it, so I helped them out. We were traveling together, and it was 4-day park hopper, no expiration, for $250, I think, or $220. I wish I remember the exact number. But it was a better deal than she could have gotten separately, and that was a no expiration ever. It was just a regular ticket. It looks like a regular ticket. So had they done that and then found free dining, they could have saved that for 5 years from now.
Sure. Okay.
And they do have single day tickets, but they're no less than you would buy there. You just get them tax free.
Speaking of dining, if you're just going with a straight military discount, you're buying tickets off post or off site, I should say, from your military post, you can add dining. It's kind of like having an annual pass. You don't need to buy tickets to turn it into a package. So that's another good option.
Yeah, they did offer me that last time. We didn't take it up.
Yeah.
The other parks in the area, I've always found it ironic, is that Universal has basically no military discount.
Really?
I always thought that was weird. Yeah. A 1-day park, I look at it right now, a 1-day is $85.
That's the same
price.
Which
saves you I think it's $5 cheaper.
$5?
Yeah.
A 2-day two park is $136.
Wow.
That's the same price as I would pay for a 4-day park hopper at Disney, is the 2-day at Universal.
Mm-hmm.
That boggles my
mind. That's sort of surprising, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, people always wonder, you know, this time of year or come summer, they'll be wondering if that promotion will get extended. And I'm sure it will. So.
When it first started, 2009, it was a free 5-day park hopper, 5-day park hopper and water park option for the active duty member. For the service member, and then it was $100 for the family for the 5-day.
Oh.
So it's gone down a little bit, but I mean, I still can't complain when I've paid $130 for a 4-day park hopper.
Now, if you wanted to, could you take that ticket and upgrade it to an annual pass?
I would guess so, but I don't know if they have an annual pass military rate. I've never seen an annual pass military rate.
I know they don't have a military rate for annual passes, but just if you were there and you wanted to upgrade it like you would a regular Magic Your Way ticket, I wonder if they'd let you do that.
I would guess so. I mean, you still paid that much money towards the park. You would just end up paying that regular annual pass.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Yeah, it seems like they would just apply that amount towards an annual pass.
You'd think, but you know, there are some tickets they won't let you upgrade. I know that you know, some of those discounted marathon tickets, they haven't let people upgrade. But
which I don't think they did that this year, by the way, for marathon weekend.
For January, they haven't done it for January ever, but they'll do
they
it for
did,
the half.
Last year, they did Marathon Monday and gave all the marathoners Monday, and they didn't. That was a 1-year thing.
But what they usually do, and we're getting off topic, but what they usually do for the halves is they have discounted tickets, but they're not as good of a deal this year as they were last year for the Princess.
You started talking about other parks, and you mentioned Universal, and I guess that is kind of surprising as far as no discounts. What about for SeaWorld? SeaWorld's another park that's popular.
SeaWorld, all the Anheuser-Busch parks, the SeaWorld Busch Gardens, They have, it hasn't, I haven't seen it officially announced for 2012, but the rumors have that it's extended. But for as many years back as I remember, it's been one free day for active duty and their family.
Okay.
So we actually were all going to go to SeaWorld on our last day and somehow got distracted and didn't go. But like, it's completely free for up to four or five family members maybe.
Okay. Yeah, they seem to be very big into recognizing military people at SeaWorld. And yeah. I remember being at, you know, Shamu shows several times, and they'll ask all military members, you know, past and present, to, you know, stand and be recognized, which I think is kind of nice.
It's definitely the best deal out there. I mean, one free day for an entire family is kind of fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's still a good deal. I mean, yeah, can't beat that. Just
no,
pay for parking and you're in, yeah.
That's why with the one free day there and then the huge discounts at Disney World, that Universal is even more surprising to me. But one day I'll get over there. I just haven't yet.
Are there any special things they do for military service people at the parks?
They do allow, invite a service member or family to join in on the flag retreat every night in the Magic Kingdom at 5 p.m. For a while, it was you'd go to customer relations and you'd put your name on a list and, you know, let them know. And now it's chosen randomly, which I'm not really sure how that works. But they do recognize service members that way by letting them be a part of that service. I didn't mention before that the Shades of Green also offers, it has five different categories of room. It has a basic standard room, a poolside room, and then three different levels of suites. But when you're talking about the highest level of suite for everybody, you're getting up to $375 a night. So there are these different options that they're ready for a military family to have, but you are going to end up paying the extra prices for the suites. The suites start at $250 and then go up to $375.
They don't have like a club level the way Disney does then, where you get like free snacks or anything.
You know, I don't know what the Palm. Let me see if I can find what the Palm suite is, their fanciest of suites. And for $375 a night, I'd imagine it's got something going for it. But I honestly don't know. I don't know anybody who's ever used the biggest fancy suite.
You know, honestly, that's not a bad deal for a suite. I mean, when you look at rates at other resorts and things, you know, even annual pass holder rates at, say, like a, you know, Universal Resort can be, you know, at $300 in a standard room at some of their resorts.
Wow. I wonder if in the morning do they wake them up and make them go out and run in formation? That would be great.
Funny, but my guess is no. I don't think anybody's going to yell at you down the hallway at 9 o'clock at night to make sure you're sleeping.
Go to bed.
they come in and check your room. Now, make sure that they make you do the beds.
Pop a quarter on it.
Yeah.
Jennifer, do you know on that suite? Do you know what the bed configuration is, or how many people they can get in there?
The family suites have a master bedroom with a king size bed, and then it's going to be a lot larger than my guess of what a value resort suite is going to be. And they have a fold out Murphy bed, and they also have two queen sofa beds.
Okay.
So I think you're going to have a lot more room than you would from what my guess would be of Pop's suites. So I don't know what the different. On there, it just says the different suites. It doesn't really say the different different levels of suites, what the difference are.
But that is interesting that, you know, you can get such a big place for so cheap.
You can. But my thought is if it's $250 for this suite, and if it's around $250 for the suite at Pop, plus then at the Pop Century, I get the 30% discount and free parking and the Magical Express. So you have to weigh what benefits you're looking for. So it may be a little more room at the Shades of Green, but if you do one of the other ones and you get the discount on top of that. I have heard there's discounts for Shades of Green, but I've never seen them. They've never been available when I've looked. But some people have said they've booked Shades of Green with big discounts, and that would help that price. It would make it even when Shades of Green seems to be more expensive than the same thing on Disney property. Hope that helps a little.
That does. I think we've got some listeners that are going to benefit from everything that we've talked about. It's kind of a shorter podcast, but I think we've covered a lot in this. So that'll wrap it up for this week's show. Thank you to pixievacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. And you can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. Please send your questions and comments to comments@mousechat.net. Join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.